Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. More than 3 years after a deadly tornado tore through an Amazon facility in the Metro East, Illinois lawmakers have passed a bill that aims to improve warehouse safety. That site, where six employees lost their lives, lacked a storm shelter. It wasn't rebuilt with one, but it also wasn't required. Illinois State Representative Assistant Majority Leader Katie Stewart of Edwardsville is with me now on the line. Representative, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
I know you've been working on this since this incident happened. A task force studied this issue. What did you learn overall about warehouse construction standards and safety as a result of this tragedy?
I learned that we definitely had to take some steps to make some requirements to make sure that workers were protected.
So give us a sense of what kind of rules were in place for these facilities before this happened with the tornado.
There weren't really any requirements in terms of storm shelter or places of refuge. And so it was important for us to start looking into how we could provide that and make sure, like I said, that workers are kept safe with the increase in extreme weather events.
How common is it in the industry for warehouses like these to lack some kind of specific storm shelter for employees?
I think given that you know, they're not a requirement in terms of construction codes, and because these warehouses are built to be very generic, because they can change use depending on who is occupying them, there really isn't much in those structures overall.
So tell us a little bit about the bill that has now passed through the legislature and is awaiting the governor's signature. What would it do?
Sure. It has three parts. First is to make sure that there's an emergency plan that is site-specific so that it deals with not only where the warehouse is located, but what the likely dangers are in terms of weather events, and then also what the materials are in the warehouse, because it can be very different when first responders, if they're going somewhere that is filled with paper products versus more volatile and great things like paint or other things. So that's the first part. And then making sure that in any new construction, there is appropriate shelter space for the employees that are there. And then the third part is making sure that those that are doing the code checks, the code inspections, are ICC certified.
I know driving through the 270 corridor, for instance, I'm seeing more of these facilities go up right now. How soon would companies have to comply with this if it is signed by the governor?
It would go into effect January 1.
Now, if a facility is already under construction, would they be grandfathered in and not have to fulfill this requirement, or would they have to bring their design up to that now?
They would be grandfathered in.
Okay. What kind of discussions, you know, might you have with some of the existing facilities to, you know, try to get them to come up to this level?
Well, I think given the fact that we did, as you mentioned, we had a tragedy, there was loss of life, there is absolutely nothing stopping an employer from putting this in place. There are ways to retrofit a space at not a very large expense. I mean, to you and me, a couple hundred thousand dollars sounds like a lot of money. But when you're talking about the scope of what goes on in these warehouses and the profits that are made, there's nothing that would have stopped any employer from choosing to do this. And we've seen in the past where employers have taken the time and decided that it was worth the expense. And we've seen survivors from events like this.
So when it comes to retrofitting facilities, I know this legislation has just passed. Is that something that you might consider for future legislation?
I definitely think it's something that we need to look into. It's very hard because, like I said, these warehouses, they all do different things. And some, there's manufacturing going on. We're talking about things that incorporate, you know, beverage distributors and, you know, bottlers like Pepsi bottlers and things like that. So it's always very hard to write, you know, something that incorporates all the different things that go on in all of the different spaces and everything that's considered a warehouse. But I think we can continue to work in that direction.
I'm speaking with Illinois State Representative Katie Stewart. During those task force meetings, I know there were some concerns expressed that more stringent requirements like this could actually force businesses to leave Illinois. Are you concerned about that happening?
Yeah, I was trying to be very careful and balancing that. I mean, our logistics make sense. The location, especially in our region of Illinois, where we have rail and we have highway and we have river and all of that, it makes sense that we have so many of these warehouses here. But it's not that far to go across the river and go into the St. Louis region, right? And we wanted to make sure these are really important jobs and very important economic development in our cities. And so we wanted to make sure that we were balancing those two things.
Have you spoken with the governor or had any sense of what he may do with this legislation?
Well, the entire time I was working with the Department of Labor in terms of, and they were, you know, part of running the task force. And I have not heard any word about him not being in support of it. So I'm hoping that I hear soon about getting this signed. I think he's busy today signing the budget. But hopefully after that, I hear about this bill getting signed into law.
Representative, we have just a couple of minutes left. And while I have you on the line, I know we didn't prepare you for this, but when we look at the incidents that happened in Minnesota with the state lawmakers that were killed and the suspect now in custody, what are your thoughts about political violence like this and your concerns about lawmakers in the state of Illinois?
That was a tragic event. It was very disconcerting for me. I've had some pretty serious threats that I've had to have investigated by, you know, state police and local law enforcement, who I have to say have always done a wonderful job of keeping me informed. And, you know, sometimes they have found the individual and made sure that that individual knows that those threats are inappropriate. Political violence, it's just getting so extreme and the rhetoric is just so hateful. We definitely need to take the tone down.
What would you say, you know, for your fellow lawmakers, you know, what do you think needs to happen to make sure that they are protected and still able to represent us?
I think we all just need to always be, you know, situational awareness is always really important. Taking steps that you can to make sure that you protect yourselves. There's a lot of talk we've had. Obviously, I've been in contact with a lot of my colleagues. There's a lot of concern about the fact that our home addresses are so easily searchable and findable, and that we should be able to do things like judges. Their addresses are redacted, and we probably deserve that same safety measure.
That is Illinois State Representative Assistant Majority Leader Katie Stewart of Edwardsville. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much. Glad to be with you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.